daily game plan for success. It's Sacks in the Morning. Steve Sacks.
Hi, Steve Sacks here. On today's message, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the importance of how we carry ourselves at work. Let me share a little story with you. When I was a member of one of my teams, one of my teammates was a guy that was a pretty good player, all-star player, big home run hitter, but he carried himself in not the right manner. Nobody liked him, really. Racial slurs here and there. He would have a big mouth. He would show up late and not a real likable gentleman. So on this one particular day, he decided that he was going to have a closed door meeting. And that means no managers, no coaches, just the players. And he was going to address everybody with something that he had on his mind. And I thought, my, this will be interesting. So as he got into his story, one by one, remember, this is the highest level at our profession in the major leagues. But one by one, players just got up and looked at him in the face and walked out. Next guy stood up, looked at him in the face, and walked out. And pretty soon, he didn't have anybody to talk to. Now, I don't want to mention his name, so I'll just use a fictitious name. We'll just say his name is George, okay? So George pretty soon had nobody to talk to, and that was it. Now, 2 years later, when I was a member of another team, they asked me to come up because they were considering a trade for our ball club. And oddly enough, George was one of the people they were considering. And quite often what they'll do is they'll ask a veteran that's been around for a while to come up and give their opinion on a trade because they've been around. They know what the guys are like. So I went up to the front office and there was other players on my team, also veterans. And we gave our assessment on what we felt about this trade with George. Now, the other person that was involved in the trade was not as good a player. But they wound up, after listening to all the players talk, there was other players in there as well. After he listened to the players talk, they decided to take the other guy who was not as talented, not as gifted as George, but he certainly didn't bring along the baggage personally that George brought to the team. And they wound up taking that other player. And he wound up signing a 4-year deal for $30 million back then. That was a lot of money. And frankly, it's a lot of money now. So you can actually quantify what it costs George, because of his reputation and what he brought to the ball club, it cost him $30 million because of the way he acted. Now, at my house on Sundays, we have a family dinner, and my son and his wife and my daughter and her husband and the babies come over, and that's my favorite time to see the grandkids. So on this one particular day, there was more people than just that. There was relatives over. And at the end of the table, there sat my 1-year-old grandson at the time, Ethan John. And he's sitting there looking at me, and he's got his big blue eyes on me. And then all of a sudden, on his own, without provocation, that little boy put his hands together. Because he knew from watching everybody that we say grace on Sundays and bless our food. He knew it was time to say grace just by watching people. So folks, my question to you is, do you think people notice how you carry yourselves at work? You think they notice maybe language and things that you do around the office? I just want to tell you it's really important how you carry yourself and what you say to people. It's really important to your team, and it's really important to the company. But most of all, it follows you everywhere you go. Just ask George. That's my Sacks in the Morning short for today. I encourage all of you to engage and follow your emotional heart.